Hello, lovers and friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Romantic Lit podcast featuring two undercover hopeless romantics who kiki as they review different Black romance novels from across the diaspora. It's your girl, Hannah.
And I'm Odelia.
And on today's episode, you guys, we are sunsetting. You should have just let me go, man. You should just let me go by Bailey Thomas. We've been reading it for the last 2 weeks. So we had our first chapter's episode drop last week. If you are tuning in for the first time, hello, welcome. However, there are going to be spoilers. We're finishing the book. So might as well just go on to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or SoundCloud, wherever you do your little audio streaming, and go listen to the first chapters before jumping into this episode. And while you're there, might as well just check out our equally romantically books we reviewed in the past. And we started off this third season of Love with Janie Garrow's with Love, Miss Americana. So you can go ahead and listen to that. But the last season of Love, you know, we had a lot of books, y'all. So go ahead and read those as well and follow along. Anyway, in this liquor shack of ours that we call our podcast, we embrace all different types of love tropes. And we know for a fact that we reviewed something in the past and now just for you, okay? And on that note, let us begin. Let us pray and begin.
Welcome back as my very... direct co-host stated, we are finishing off You Should Let Me Go by Bailey Thomas. Before we get into where we left our characters, I have something to say. This is not a romance. This is more akin to mayhaps like a marriage story. If you guys remember that movie with Adam, the homeboy from the Black Klansman, and Star Wars, and ScarJo, where they were screaming at each other. He's like, every day I wake up and I want to kill myself. That is what that is akin to.
You know, that's generous. I would say that this book is more akin to a horror, a thriller.
Thriller's crazy.
A nightmare. You know, these are some of the things I would refer to. The lack of love in here. I don't know why Odile is looking at me that way, but I'm so sorry.
I'm not even looking at you.
You're covering your eyes like you're embarrassed by what I'm saying. But listen, y'all, every book has their readers. And that's all I'm gonna say.
So last time we saw our characters, they just broke up. They just broke up and they were each going through it respectfully. We pick back up and our man Logan is Haley. She's got that post-morning depression after a breakup where you're like, damn, like this is my life, like I cannot believe, you know. And she kind of just wants him back, to be honest. She's like, you know, I want my man back, and I get her. I really do. I understand her. And at the same time, she's like going to her family dinner and cussing up a storm because she's stressed. And she's like, after you like clothe and feed a man for 7 years, like she has her little speech. And her family's just looking at her like blink, 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 blink. Her mom comes and talks to her and is like, but you know, girl, like you were unhappy. Like you've been unhappy for a minute. Like, and I thought this was beautifully written where she... I think every girl always needs that reminder. It's like, do you want him or is it that you want to be loved and you think that he is how you're supposed to get that love? Because those are like two different things. I think everybody craves to be loved, to be wanted, to be, you know, yearned for. The girlies love the word yearn this season. So, but a lot of times, a lot of us settle for less than because we think this may be the best we're going to get. Because really and truly, Logan sucks. And because he sucks, how his life ends up is very befitting for me. When I saw that he was suffering at the end, I said, let me get somebody order me up another serving of Logan's suffering, okay?
Right.
because he sucks. He didn't treat her well in the slightest, in the slightest. And the way it seems with this man, relationship just finds him. Like, what is it about him that women are just flocking to, you know? I don't understand.
I told you, Odilia, that everything about this man is rot. And I said, the second half of the book, there is no way. And I mentioned this last episode. I said, there's no way that this man can change. There is
I
no
thought he was going to redeem himself. I never. Really did.
So, I know a man like that, like, we're all here laughing, geeking, whatever. But if you really, really lay out his personality and how he behaves, this man is irredeemable qualities. Like, you cannot go back from that. Someone like that is rot for life. And I'm so happy that he has found somebody who can butcher him down every single day. But we'll get into it.
Can we talk about that? Because so essentially he goes from Haley straight into Skylar. If you guys don't remember Skylar, Skylar's his mentor. And before we even get to the mentor, him and Dalton get like pepper sprayed
like
by some old lady. And I was like, is this racially motivated?
I know that, so there's that. I thought to myself, is this racially motivated? It's not being discussed. And then I thought, how does this add to the plot? It's not being discussed. Like, nothing is adding up.
I would have, like, because you introduced that idea, I would have loved a little more detail about that idea, because I was like, oh, like, but it kind of just...
It disappeared. You know. And then, at the same time, you guys, I think another unfinished stuff that I had is that, of course, in order for Haley to cope with what's ongoing, she starts journaling, which I think is a good method to just try and get thoughts onto paper and just really understand your feelings in their current state. But we don't really dive into that either as well. Like, she just
doesn't journal.
She does journal, Delia.
No, because she doesn't do it after.
Yeah, she doesn't. And I just thought
so to get into because she didn't continue journaling.
No, but I'm thinking to myself, if it's used as part of a coping mechanism to deal with a traumatic breakup, you know, like something.
That was the point to show that she tried. Yeah, like she was willing to try something for a second, and then it was just like sad, and then she never went back to it and picked up something else.
She did journal at the end of it though, because she did have
a year later where she found the journal again. She said, "Oh, remember when I tried this?" And then she looked at the first thing she wrote, and now she can write something else. But so it wasn't that she continued journaling. It's more like a Cranes in the Sky moment where it's like, I tried to sex it away, I tried to drink it away.
Well,
like,
she didn't try anything else.
Journal it away.
She didn't try anything else.
She did try other things.
What did she try, Odilia?
She tried to work it away. She tried to get her man back it away.
So you mentioned two things. What else did she do to try?
Those are things.
Go on, Adelia.
So anyway, so that's happening. My girl is journaling, but then he also, his mentor, Skylar, who's supposed to be teaching him how to sell a house.
He's actually teaching him how to pleasure her instead. Learning new bodies. He said,
this, I don't want to expose myself, actually. But it's like a very bad adult film. That's what it's giving. Like,
it is.
Because that is a plot of an adult film, in that, like, because she's supposed to be teaching you to sell the house. How is she everything but teaching you to sell
the house?
So there's so many issues with the relationship with Skylar, because she's 32, he's 22. So there's a power imbalance here. It's so apparent, because not only is there age at play, but she is his senior at work. Like, yes, he looks up to her. She's his mentor.
Like,
and now you have a grown 30. If I was 32 years old, thank God I'm not yet, but if I was 32 years old and I'm begging a 22-year-old man, like, make me your girlfriend, tell me that you love me, like, just shoot me, man. Shoot me.
No, he was taking, she's mentoring, she's teaching me, she's taught you nothing. And that's how I know Logan was not, I told you, he's never going to sell a house. He was never destined to be a real estate agent. You were destined to be a bum.
And that's another thing. Logan's predicament was becoming quite permanent. It, like, he was fully transitioning into a full homosexual. Like, it was very, I said, why don't you just go back to your mommy's house? Your mommy wants you back, one. Two, you don't have to tell her you love her every day and pretend you don't have feelings for your ex. Like, huh? It was just,
Everyone here sex for commission?
Huh?
Everyone here sex for commission? Because no, that's what he was doing. Because that's exactly what he was doing.
He was... It's not funny because
no, it's not. Yes, I agree. It's not funny. It's ridiculous. And I think he was not serious about his career. He's just a boy with no sense of direction. He's indecisive.
I don't think he's not serious about his career. I think he's just put himself in an unfortunate predicament with this woman. Not
serious about his career.
I don't think he's serious.
I'm sorry. But for someone who is so poor and so broke, you need to have some form of discipline towards your goal, right? So you really want to sell houses, and you want to sell big houses. You've taken loans. You've slept with everybody in the town. You've done whatever you need to do, whatever, right? But then I think getting in a relationship with somebody who's supposed to mentor you to try and get to the next level means that you're a very unserious person. Like, I'm putting all blame on him. I want him to really feel it because he just didn't have nothing going on for himself. I don't think he wants to be a real estate agent. I think he likes the outcome of being a real estate agent, but he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't put in the work. He doesn't put in the hours. Instead, he's sleeping with somebody who's supposed to guide him. He's lied to people. This Skylar woman has said so many bizarre things about Haley, and he sits there quietly every single time. And he just takes punches.
But that wasn't shocking though, because Haley wasn't even saying bad things about his previous ex, and he has an issue with separating the two. But you're right, and his mother says disparaging things about Haley, and he also just sits there. He's not a man who stands up to anything. Exactly. He doesn't stand for shit, to be honest.
He
doesn't stand
for nothing. And so because he is that way, he's an unserious person. There's nothing you can do that can make you money, Logan. There's nothing that you can do that can make you happy. There's nothing. Truly. You're just one of the people who should have left behind, to be honest. There's no use. You're a waste of space. And that's a fact. I'm sorry, but that's a fact. Because someone who was really determined to get somewhere would not behave in this manner. Absolutely not.
And what pissed me off about all of that is, prior to him moving into Skylar's house, I understand Haley. Let me tell you, one thing about growth is I have so much sympathy for the women, for girls, I really do. Even when you're at your dumbest era, I will find sympathy for you. But when I saw that you told that man he could stay in your house, continue to stay in your house without paying rent, and that wasn't even the worst of it.
Imaginary first house.
Which we never know when he's going to sell it. And then he said, can you help me do my laundry? And you said, what would you do without me? And he stand up. Stand up.
Girl, do you see stand Get up? Up. Where do you see? Do you see stand up right here? Stand up. That's where I am. Sorry, but I said the exact same thing. I said, stand up. Laundry, let's have dinner, grilled steaks. You're not together anymore. In fact, he spits in your face every single day. In fact, he just kissed Scarlett and kissed you.
Said, let's pretend to be in a really... My man's been slurping on his cougar. Then he comes through. No, Logan is... That's why I say he was at his peak homosexual. He was giving... what's the movie we just watched? Keyshawn and...
One of those days. Because...
Great movie, guys. Everybody should go watch Issa Rae's.
Yes.
Issa Rae produced, Kiki Palmer and SZA starring.
And then I forgot the screenwriter's name. The lady who wrote Rap Shit, which I still haven't watched, but she wrote that. She did a fantastic job. It was stellar cast. Absolutely stellar cast. Anyway.
Yes, stellar cast.
Onto the bum. But yeah, there's a character in that movie, Keyshawn, who behaves. Keyshawn's even better. Because Keyshawn says, let me try and get these Gucci, this Gucci t-shirts, you know, let me go print something.
Off of stolen money.
Of stolen money. But he steals money too. Logan steals money. He's financially
abusive. Logan's stealing housing. That's what he's doing. Logan's a squatter.
He's a squatter. He doesn't even have an ID. He can...
Logan's a squatter.
No.
And that's another thing. Why are you as a man so comfortable moving from one lady to another's house?
Because it's like getting a like on Instagram, the instant gratification. You know what I mean? He loves it when someone provides him the attention that he was not used to getting or no longer getting. And so now that he has this attention, he has to stay because, like, oh my God, I'm getting something that's different. This is actually a downfall for a lot of people. Like, you need to identify what's real and what's not. This is it's a temporary fix. And he started to see it because Skylar, the way Skylar was acting.
Crazy girl.
She's mad. First thing.
Everything she accused Haley of, she was exhibiting the behaviors.
It's 100%. Talking about Skylar is sick in the head. She's crazy. She should be sent to an asylum. I have a neighbor who's a cop.
Haley is sick in the head. Haley is crazy. Haley should be sent to an asylum. I, Skylar, have a neighbor who's a cop. Because you said Skylar is crazy.
No, I was just like, this is what Skylar said about... Anyway, yes, that's what I meant. Because she was saying all this stuff about Haley. And, of course, Logan was just sitting there like, oh, but you're taking things a bit too far. And then she said, admit it. Tell me right now that you love her. Because if you still love her, you might as well just leave this house.
They say get out. Like, what kind of partner is leveraging... I know I just sat here calling him a hobo, but, like, why are you leveraging his housing in front of him? Like, that's abuse.
Yes, but he doesn't know what abuse is. Because how can someone who abuses other people identify what abuse is, even? And you know what they say? Jennifer Lewis said this in an interview once. When you are so used to being around shit, you stop smelling it, man.
True,
nose actually. Blindness. You literally cannot identify that you are sitting in shit.
But there's no way you thought that was equivalent to being with Haley.
Ask Logan.
Meanwhile, so he's doing up this madness and Haley's going through it, okay? But she's decided, like, she can't just be working all the time. She needs to change her job. She needs to do something. She's spoken to Piper, who was Dalton's girlfriend, and prior to that, this man comes to come collect his stuff, talking about I'm moving out. She's like, moving to where, bro? You don't have money. Your mom's? And he's like, no, I'm moving in with my mentor. And she's like, why are you moving into your mentor's house? And he's like, well, she's my girl. And she's like, what? Mind you, they broke up like a week ago. Men are so trifling. Broke up a week ago, and you're staying in my house, and I just did your laundry. The one that's vexing me the most is the laundry. Like, why do you keep doing this man's laundry?
Because ask a man to describe a girl and watch him describe a slave.
I was about to say, literally.
And then my girl, she's all happy, you know, talking about, oh my God, like, now he's staying here. I'm going to leave my floss in the bathroom. So every time he comes around, I'll just go floss and just so I can accidentally bump into him. So we're going to have a conversation. Haley, you're not well in the head as well.
And again, I get it, girl. Like I said, I get it. Like, I have sympathy for you, especially 7 years with somebody and you live together. Like, it's hard. But what's crazy about it is he's not feeling it the way that you feel.
No.
Because had he been feeling it, he wouldn't be in Skylar's face at all. So anyway, so he moves out and she's like, damn. And she goes to dinner with Piper. Piper's Dolphins girl. And they're talking about, like, the day before, Logan brought Skylar to Dalton's birthday party. And he asked her to be his girlfriend. Under duress, mind you. Like, she's a very crazy person. It's kind of sick, but it's what he deserves. And so Haley's like, yeah, I know about it. She's like, you should still come to the wedding. Like, you should still come to the wedding. And she's like, yeah, for sure. But she's like, she doesn't really know what the like state of her relationship with Piper or Dalton is going to be like, because those are Logan's friends. like Dalton is Logan's best friend, so she's very much going to lose that relationship. And if you remember, they had something flirty, and I thought something was going to come from it.
No,
so I was disappointed to hear in her what is like, I guess, an epilogue, her year forward, that he reached out to hang out and she blocked him, and I was like, no, girl, take it. Piper will heal.
No. But I didn't see with Dalton.
Don't with Dalton, guys. But
make any sense with Dalton either. It didn't make sense.
But then there were several times I was like, oh, maybe this is going to be her guy. Maybe this is going to be the. But then she decides, like, she needs a new career. She doesn't want to just do accounting. So she ends up, like, going to this farmer's market. First, she gets these puppies, and they're named Peanut Butter and Jelly. And she's like, we're done with Logan. If I have to take care of somebody, at least let it be these adorable puppies. Next day, she goes to the pet store. In the pet store, she meets this guy who says, you know, he asks her what she does, and she explains. She's like, I'm not really into what I do. Like, I don't mind the numbers, but, like, 50, 60 hours a week crunching numbers for a company I don't care about, like, it ain't it. And he's like, oh, I actually, if you're interested in fitness, I run this boot camp. You can come crunch numbers for me. And she's like, you know what? That is not a bad idea. And I say, yeah, you do you, Kaylee. Reinvent yourself. You're young. You're cute. You know, reinvent yourself, girly. Again, I thought this, her and this man were about to hit it off. I was wrong again. At the same time, Logan is being jilted out of everything. First, Skylar told him, oh, yeah, I'll give you 30% commission. Then she said, I don't think you deserve it, 20%. And then it's calling him her assistant at, like, the showings and saying everything that he does is wrong. And I'm just like, Logan, at what point do you pick up some self-respect and wear it and get out of this situation? Anytime soon, or?
I hope Skylar skins him alive.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I hope I hope she makes your life so miserable. You're like, damn. And I hope it's 7 years as well.
Yeah, because you wasted 7 years of Haley's time.
Yep. Now you can see. There you go. There you have it.
Those last few chapters, the only thing playing in my head was Rihanna's Take a Bow. Just, you look so dumb right now. Right. So then we fast forward a year, and we're at Dalton's wedding, and Logan's there, but his girl, Skylar, is not there. Even though they just came back from a vacation to Hawaii, but she's upset because he didn't propose. Not shocking to us, the readers, because Logan don't propose when you want him to. He doesn't see the... Also, again, why do people keep asking a broke man to propose?
Like, with what money? We already went through this, you guys. We already went through this. He has no money. And then it's obvious that Skylar is with Logan so that she can try and get over her ex.
She even said she was going to fix him.
Listen.
She openly admitted that he was broken. Fix him. Yep.
And Logan is with Skylar because he's trying to get over Haley. There is no...
It's toxic. It's very toxic.
Oh, yes. They both reach for the gun. It is what it is. That's what it is.
It's very toxic. Meanwhile, so he's just going to be stuck in another situation, I guess, to another woman comes and finds him attractive and says, hey, move in with me. And then he continues to leap forward.
A nomad, you know? And you know,
no, nomads at least have, they build their own shelters.
This one has nothing. It has nothing with them. So he's still with Skylar. He still lives with her. Mom is still alive. He doesn't talk to his mom much anymore, actually. Skylar has pushed him away from his mom as well. So there goes a mac and cheese. And he still loves Haley. And if she ever was to open her arms again, he would be like, yeah, girl, let's do it one more time.
Men always love you when it's over. Why are they like this? Why?
I told you it's their downfall. Like, it's a genetic It's a genetic error.
Why couldn't you love her properly when she was with you?
I don't even think he loved her. I think he, I think this man just needed a home.
he I don't think he loves her either. I think it's a thing of he's like, I'm in a worse situation. At least I should have stayed where they were feeding me, clothing me, doing my laundry.
Yep.
I was the king over there. I was degrading her. Now somebody's degrading me.
Yeah.
And men are so funny like that. They'll treat you downright like trash. Imagine if Haley had said, oh, don't see your mom. What?
This is his karma. And for a lot of you people who behave like Logan for years and years, your time is coming. Your time is coming, and it's going to be very difficult to handle. And I'm telling you, the world is going to sit back and laugh at you. I will. Pass the popcorn. Like, this is great TV. Logan suffering? Yeah. I love to see that.
Wake me up any time of the day.
Anytime. All I can see him is like he's a squirrel on the hamster wheel, just frantically running, going nowhere. In fact, the hamster has stamina. Logan has nothing. He's walking. Not even a prime drink can help him with that. Okay. Even with the microplastics that we consume every day, nothing can help him with anything. Anyway,
Red Bulls will not give Logan wings.
No wings.
Meanwhile, Haley's flourishing. She's working at the boot camp place. She even teaches some classes. Her and her puppies are doing great. She's single, but she's happy. And a drawback to the journal, when she first introduced the journal to us, she had written, I just broke up and I want him back. And now she wrote, I love Logan, but I love myself more. And listen.
Okay, Samantha Jones.
Really and truly, because I think a part of her staying in that job that she didn't like was because she was like, well, two of us can't be pursuing careers without, you know, a committed income. Like,
right.
One of us has to stay here and sort this out, right? So when she doesn't have to worry about somebody else, it's just herself. She can take her own risk, and her risks worked out, you know? Because guess what, guys? Logan, we end this book. Logan has still not sold a house.
You know, like the end credits of movies?
Or like, yes.
You know, when they just do like the little dialogue, the little snippet about where the Logan hasn't sold a house. He's never going to sell a house. Real estate is just not your thing, sir. What do you mean it takes years for someone to sell? That means you're in the wrong.
She's lying to you. Yes, I think she's trying to hinder you worse than you were hindered before.
Girl, you took the words right out of my mouth, because there were so many times when they were getting ready for open houses where Logan had ideas and Skylar would shoot them down faster than a man hunting for pigeons. Like, just, she's like, that's stupid.
Everything was dumb to her.
Everything was dumb. And even some things I said, oh yeah, actually that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
The one I thought was crazy, I was like, well, his mama can't cook, but like, wrong with having fresh brownies? Like,
there's nothing wrong with having fresh brownies. It makes you feel like a home. I understand. If I went to an open house and they told me, oh, like this is, I'm like, oh, this is nice. I started visualizing this could be,
yeah, like baking in the home.
Even the child saying which has the biggest bedroom. Like, the reason why marketing does so well for kids is that, you know, I mean, you're not marketing to, you're not marketing to the parents, you're marketing to the children to eventually convince their parents, you know, can I buy this? Can I have this?
It's really, I knew she wasn't a good person when she had me kind of questioning her divorce, when she was like, oh, she emptied all the bank accounts.
I knew a man
who just didn't want to have kids with you. Like,
I said, that's very vindictive to the point where I think you're sick in the head. I actually think Logan's going to turn up dead.
And the funny thing about Logan is all he has to do is go to his mom's house.
And he refuses to talk to his mom. So you have left someone who has known you your entire life to go be with a stranger who you have only met a year ago.
And she's stressing you.
And you continue to stay. Yeah, stay there. Enjoy that shit. Stay there.
And leave Haley alone. If you see her at the bus stop, take a different bus.
Don't even say hi. Don't ever come back. There's
no reason. If you see her at the dollar store, go down a different lane.
Yeah. Leave her alone.
You see her jogging around the park, walk away.
What was funny is how this book ended with like the contrast, because Logan was talking about like how he would accept Haley back. And then she was just like, I hope this man never, ever, come back. Ever comes back.
Yeah. And he shouldn't. And that's usually the case. Oftentimes in a relationship, the women flourish and the men, you know. I saw a quote today, actually, that somebody said, men, they were talking about how no men don't yearn anymore. And somebody brought up the fact that, like, if you break a man's heart, like, we joke all the time, his heart got broken in the sixth grade. He's never gone over it. Like, men actually take a long, 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 long time to emotionally get over a breakup. They might do all the things on the face, like, oh, I'm at the gym, I'm working, you know, I'm sleeping with all the baddies, like, right. They're doing all the artificial thing. Their cranes in the sky is scary, okay? He's giving Mojo Dojo Casa House,
right?
But deep and down, when all the homies go home and the girls, you know, rob them of their television because they invited them home too soon, then they're left with their thoughts and they're like, whoa, I let a good one go. And, you know, and sometimes it doesn't leave you. And to every man that I've done that to, I hope you I hope you think of me.
I know for a fact that I've not broken any man's heart. No way. No way. I don't think. I have not. I think, like, one of the things I try and be really centered around, you know, I can say all kinds of stuff because I am. But I have definitely told men directly, I do not like you. I don't want
to
do
it. I don't have the strength to do that. I'm a known liar.
They actually appreciate it more when you do it. I've done it so many times that I even have this text saved, so I just copy paste and just adjust the names and whatever. Because it's like, oh shoot, it's time to bring in that text. And you know, a lot of the times they're just like, okay, cool, like whatever. Because if I like you, I like you. If I don't like you, I start giving you one answer, no, yes, never mind, I don't feel like.
Like, yeah, I'm really trying to accept the thing that there aren't no nonchalant people. You chalant for those you want to chalant for. So if a man's out here just, you know, nonchalanting, trust me, there's a girl he will chalant for. Okay. Yeah. It's painful.
It's painful. It's not you, someone else, but that's how it is. It's really unfortunate, but good for Haley, unfortunately for Logan. Oh, fortunately. But yeah, as you guys can tell, I'm left wanting what? There was no love.
Yeah, this was not a romance. I don't know what this genre is. Like I said, it's akin to The Marriage Story. Is breakup a genre within film and books? Like, what would this?
Well, no, it was advertised as a romance, and
let me double check Goodreads.
It was definitely advertised as a romance, but there was none whatsoever. And like, I'm also trying to compare it to other books we've read where they have this type of like self-love, self-discovery. Like, I remember when we read Dami Lola's book, I think, mm-hmm. Your Husband. I feel like they were still budding. Like, there was a character that came in when she was ready to be loved in some respect. And you already envisioned, okay, these two are going to definitely, they were not together at the end of it, but it's more of like, they were very close enough. And I like that because we spent the whole time like going through like all these different people, like one thing. So damn girl, like who is it going to be?
Yeah. And it was also a thing of like, but finding love was, even though self-discovery, finding love was the basis of the story.
Right.
So.
Like it was advertised as romance though. That's what I got from it.
Sorry, y'all. I got distracted looking at Goodreads' romance list of the year to come. But let me go here. Okay, let's see. Scrolly, rolly, rolly. Downy, yowny, yowny. Let's see. There's usually a part where it shows you like genre.
Well, they usually have tags. There'll be tags next to the book that will tell you what it is, but I
don't see it for this one.
I think I got this from TikTok where they were talking about it.
Yeah, I think the author herself did advertise. Like, what you're saying felt true.
Yeah. So, and even when I look at recommended books from clicking here, it's all romance books, all of them.
Yeah.
So it was advertised as that.
But there is no romance. I'm not going to lie to you. There is no romance in this. There wasn't even a preliminary romance between Haley and Logan. It was straight bickering, just straight unhappiness. And yeah, so I cannot classify. I'm not even going to rate this, because if I were to rate this as a romance, it gets like a 2 out of 5. Because you maybe like tricked me into thinking Logan and her, or Dalton. And I really thought her and Dalton were going to do something. Okay. But in turn, let me not say 2 out of 5, 4 out of 10. But if I'm considering this as non-romance, again, akin to The Marriage Story, maybe Malcolm and, what was it? Malcolm, Matilda, what's that movie called with Malcolm Marie? Isn't that like category of like, people in awful relationships arguing kind of stuff. I would give this like a 6 out of 10. The initial story, I don't hate. I don't hate the actual story of it. I think the writer, considering this is her second book, I think she has a gift for coming up with stories. I, however, think that over time, as her writing elevates, the stories will be more fleshed out properly. I feel like in some parts she overwrote and in other parts she underwrote. Like she was over explaining certain details that did not need to be explained, but then we were left hanging with other details. Like for instance, the incident with the old lady, like what in context, what does that do for us? Like now I'm wondering, like, is like that could have been a moment to be like, is this a racially motivated moment? Like, what is it that's happening here? Wagwan, you know? And then other moments she was over explaining, like her sister going to prison was a huge storyline that I felt was like over explained, and then like, oh, and then she went to Princeton. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. And then I feel like we don't have enough character development or even characterization for Logan. Like, I don't know, something's missing from him.
Yeah.
He's just evil. He's just like, maybe that's not even Bailey's fault. Maybe that's just a man, because a lot of men are like this, but why are you like this? Like, why are you like this? I think it's a little shocking because a lot of, again, this is why I can't consider it a romance, because like in romances, I feel like we get a lot of backstory as to why a male character is the way that he is, like why he may not be the right person for our female character. With Logan, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's just me though. Hmm. Hannah, do you want to give us your rating, or do you want to just...
Oh, right. We're rating out of what, 10?
Yes.
Hmm. Oh, God. Okay. So, I'm going to give... So, I was just reflecting on the book. I'm going to give this book out of 10 a 3 out of 10. Where do I start? So for 4 reasons. Okay, so let's start with the first reason here. The writing is hard, you guys. I was trying. The writing is too matter of fact. It felt like I was watching alimony. I've never watched it, but I'm assuming that's what it is.
Again, same category, like, Marriage Story.
Yes, actually, Alimony is a perfect. Yes, Alimony is a perfect. That's Tyler Perry's. It's Tyler Perry's.
Are you thinking Acrimony?
Acrimony, whatever it's called.
Will Taraji P. Henson.
Yes, whatever it is, one of those plots that really rely on outrage and dramatics. You know what I mean? Like, but anyway, so I'm gonna say the writing, like, it was just really hard for me to get into it. for the most part. I feel it was just very matter of fact. Like, there's not really much descriptions of settings and where we're at. So that's one of the issues I didn't like. I felt dry. Let's just say that. And then what Odila, you said, character analysis and development. These characters are so two-dimensional, maybe one-dimensional, that it's really hard for me to be like, oh, justifiable, oh, redeemable, oh, it's not all negative here. You know what I mean? There's a mixture, because even Logan, who is a piece of shit, there are so many times we reference his father, and I'm just like, we have to really unpack this, because I think this adds up to who he is as a person and why his mom is the way she is. Like, there are so many things, like, we have to see the development of this character, because Logan is evil. So we need to figure out, why is he evil? Okay. When I watched The Wizard of Oz the first time, I said, damn, this witch is evil. When I watched Wicked, I said, damn, this witch is justified. You know what I mean? We have to balance even the people we don't like. I'm sorry. Okay. Another thing is I really don't. What is this? What genre is this?
That's the thing. I can't lie to you. This is not a romance.
I'm looking through my notes. What are we looking? What are we reading, y'all? What is this? Okay, yeah. So there's no love in this. There's no romance at all. So I wouldn't call it a romance novel at all. I like what Odilia said. Like, I think it's related to like a marriage story. I think I've read books like this before, and they're not really my favorite ones to read, just because it's really focused on black and white for the most part, and it's just hard. But I do think the story is a good idea, and it just needed a lot more power behind it for it to be like a really encompassing story overall.
Yeah, it was a great idea. Like, 7 years with somebody and then you break up, and I feel like from that point on, that was halfway through the book where they break up. From that point on, it should have been, as Logan was going, we should see more of him failing rather than a skip to next year. And at the same time, see more of Haley succeeding. Yes. And then if we wanted it to be a romance, she got axed out at the market. It could have been her new bot. Like, there was many opportunities to turn it into a romance. And then we could have also added Logan coming back and begging her, you know, even though he's still with, maybe a moment when him and Skylar broke up.
Yeah, maybe like, let's get back to dating. Let's get back to being friends. Starting off.
Yes.
Now you're giving the readers like, okay, cool. Like, I'm seeing that they've gone their separate ways for a bit of time. They're learning. We've seen them go through this. We've seen them break down. We've seen them reach rock bottom. And now they're climbing back into a space where they can be together in a healthier way.
But I think it would be a thing of like, because after what Logan said, you can't take him back.
No,
you can't. Really being like, I don't want to go back, telling him I don't want to go back to what that is. And I think you need to acknowledge and do the work that what's upsetting you about your relationship with Skylar partially is the fact that the roles are reversed, where I was taking all your shit, you're now doing that for her. And I don't want to do that.
Exactly. So,
and I'm happy where I am, and here, and maybe a scene where he's able to see this new guy show her
he should know. And because I really don't think even up to the end that Logan realizes what he has done to Haley. Like, I don't think he knows.
He doesn't. Yeah. He's, and that's another thing.
A bubble. And I think that as a reader, I'm unsatisfied with the ending, even though I'm a piece of shit. But like, again, like, even people who treat other characters bad, there is a story, there's a reason why, and we have to unpack the why to make it a little bit more complicated, give the story a little bit better dynamics.
Yeah.
Anywho, and that's why I gave it that rating. I don't think there's anything wrong with the idea of it all, but I think like it was just really, 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 really difficult to try and get into the analysis and development of the characters. Like, I was just not here. I was gone. I was so gone.
That's where
we end.
And I, again, like, I think because she clearly has a knack for storytelling, I do think like over time, it's just her second book, like, I'm very sure if I read like Kennedy Ryan's second book, I'll be like, there's no way you wrote this. Like, there's just no way you wrote this.
Before I Let Go was, you know, Before I Let Go was like a throwaway.
Yeah, but you see how it took her time to work on that? Like, she said, oh, I didn't like it. But she kept coming back to it. As she developed her writing, she kept coming back to it. She did little
edits on that one. She said, actually, that looks exactly like what the manuscript was. The publishers really like
it. So maybe let's pick somebody else, because not all of us can be as gifted as Kennedy Ryan, clearly.
I'm just gonna say there are many authors who are, like, it's a muscle, right? You keep working on it, working, and it gets better. Because the story is there, but like I think the layout needs drastic improvement. But
yes,
that's where I'm at. That I think that's all I got, y'all. That's all I got for y'all.
Okay. I'm trying to show you guys the next book. But yeah, that's our book. That's our the end of, you know, our journey with Bailey Thomas's You Should Have Let Me Go, and we're on to the next one, because this year we told y'all we would keep reading. So we have another indie book. This one is Afro-Conk, written by an Afro. This one is written by a Congolese Canadian.
Yes.
Author. I don't know why I want to say Afro-Congolese, as if Congolese people aren't already African.
Where's she going with this? I'm like, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure Congo is on the continent.
Like, but she is Congolese Canadian. I think she says she lives out in like Calgary or Edmonton. So yeah. Good luck to you, sister. The book was originally written in French. I'll give you the English name, and then once I get my Instagram to work, I'll give you the French name. But the English name is How to Get Out of the Friend Zone. And it is, the English version right now is only available on Kindle. If you have a Kindle, please.
Well, I think it's available on, is it just Kindle? Yeah, okay, I guess it's just Kindle.
I think it's just Kindle, because I tried looking for it several times in other spaces.
Okay, yeah. So it's available on Kindle if you have a Kindle. If you have Kindle Unlimited, you can just get that and then read it on your phone. Yes, Kindle Unlimited. You have. But yes, so that's gonna be our next book, and it's a very interesting plot. You know what I mean? Like, this is new.
She's in Edmonton. Sorry,
Edmonton, right? And thank you to Mary for reaching out to us about this book, and also props to you for translating your own book from French to English, even though English is not your first language. I think it's a very like, I can't even imagine trying to translate in that way yourself. And yeah. I've got people around, but like, it's still a big, big deal. Like, I know like it takes time, and there are a lot of people who have to like vet the words and make sure they carry the same heaviness as the French equivalent is. But yeah, that's going to be our next book, and super excited to read that as well.
Yes. And then I've actually already started reading our book after that, but hey.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, we're going into the season of love, guys. All of you who have Valentine's this year, happy for you.
Yes, for those who are planning for Valentine's Day, I hope you buy books and eat chocolate, whatever y'all do these days on Valentine's Day. But I know this economy is probably going to be a lot of home visits.
Oh, flowers.
Like, I saw a lot of DIYs, and I said, oh, I've not seen this in a while.
It's even plastic. The economy's bad, bro.
I haven't seen those Valentine's DIY. I haven't seen that in a while, to be honest. So I was like, okay.
I'm not even going to be pocket watching this year. Like, I'm not even going to be jealous. Like, no, listen, no. We all have 2 cents rubbing together. We're all rubbing 2 cents together.
As long as we love each other, amen.
Yes. So don't be expecting your boyfriend who earns like 25K or like 30K to buy you a ring, let me tell you.
I'm going to just say the joke's on you. If you're somebody who's dating someone who you know for a fact they don't even earn even a third of what you earn, don't expect them to buy you expensive stuff. Like, have some mercy. Like, like
have mercy.
Have mercy. That's such a high expectation. Don't do that.
Yes,
because if he buys you something, it's of stolen money, just so you know that he's going to jail soon. And now look, no Valentine's Day, no boyfriend.
And now you gotta do conjugal visits.
Listen, and you're putting money on his books.
Now he writing letters to another girl in the prison.
In the prison. And this was, I was actually gonna say, I was gonna make a comparison. Someone on TikTok last year said, there are people in prison making TikToks working hard, and you are here complaining about being cringe. And I said, you freaking right. Because if you really wanted to, you would do it for yourself.
Yeah.
I've been to the side of prison talk. It's scary. It's scary. But the things they do, the creativity, I said, listen here. And they get like 50,000. I'm pretty sure they put their little like names there, and people send money to them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So look, and they're locked up doing time. Okay, having beans and rice every single day and making TikToks. Meanwhile, you're here saying, I'm scared. Don't be scared.
Okay. With that being said, please follow us on all our socials, which include Instagram, TikTok, Twitter at RomanticallyLit, or send us an email at RomanticallyLit@gmail.com. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, hello. Don't forget to subscribe, to like it. Leave us a comment. We want to see some comments, please. And have a blessed rest of your week. By the time like you see this, actually, it'll be almost the weekend. So have a great weekend. And just know after this, there's only one more week of January left. So you almost did it.
I love January.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.